Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and welcome to the show. And we have Larry on as our updater and co-host. So there's a lot going on, particularly in the Middle East behind the scenes, but also in the United States pretty much behind the scenes. But let's start with the Middle East and the possibility of a Putin skirmish with Hamas, ISIS, and kicking Iran out of Syria. What's the latest on that, Larry?
Well, Stuart, that's the most interesting scenario that's beginning to build and play out. You know, you've talked some time and brought up the Daniel 8 war, and you also mentioned that it seems like in the Daniel 8 war that Iran basically goes in all directions attacking someone. What's interesting, though, is a Depthophile report in the last few days. They're talking about a reported coming of a Trump, Putin, and Erdogan deal that is rumbling through the Middle East. Says President Donald Trump is bargaining hard for a Russian, Turkish, Saudi, and Emirates army to join in a mass attack on ISIS forces, and this will include Israeli Defense Forces. So that's incredible. And Dan, immediately right after some of that data began to sift out, we're seeing upped attacks, you know, through ISIS connections with Hamas down in the Palestinian groups, and more Gaza rocket fire. At the same time, a really troubling report, and I'd like your input on this one. There's a report now coming out that Iranian forces have moved in to Damascus, set up a shadow government or a shadow institution of a kind, command and control center there, and are actually beginning operations of sabotage against the Russians. Now, this is strange, Stuart.
Well, we know from Isaiah chapter 17 that Damascus appears anyway to be, it's already a ruinous heap. I guess everybody would agree with that. But it appears as though there's some sort of a massive attack that finishes it off, and it becomes virtually an uninhabitable ruinous heap. So the fact that they have basically taken over Damascus and isn't the target eventually to remove the Iranian forces out of Syria, which might be the trigger for Iran, knowing what Trump is and knowing who Trump is, they may have decided, what do we got to lose? Something's going to trigger this blitzerig attack in almost all directions that then forces, it appears, if Donald Trump is still the president, which is questionable with all the stuff against him now, exactly, if it is Trump, we pulverize, basically, Iran, which is, of course, Persia. Iraq and Iran are ancient Persia. So, yeah. And I got an article here. Is Britain girding for a fight in Russia's backyard? For the first time since the Cold War, Britain is sending a warship to the Black Sea on a military mission. This time is the goal to send a message to Russia, don't invade Ukraine. Well, of course, I don't think they are. I think a lot of this is just plain rhetoric so we can crank up a war against Russia, which is what the neocons have wanted for a long time. War means money. War is what they want to bring in their new world order, right?
Well, that's very, very true. And at the same time, Stuart, one of the big contenders against a global currency has been for some time Russia, who absolutely refuses to go there. And you got to remember the war hawks, even in the Republican parties, and, of course, the rich men and all of them are wanting a war by Trump against Russia. You see how that's beginning to fit together?
Yes. And that kind of moves us into this possible global currency. When Trump was talking or holding a press conference with the Japanese prime minister, he started to talking about China's devaluating and manipulating the currency, and he didn't like it. And then he said, and I'm quoted here, "I believe that we will all eventually, and probably very much sooner than people understand or think, we will be on a level playing field, because that is only way it is fair. It is the only way to compete with trade and other things. We will be on that field, and we will be working hard for our country, but it has to be fair. We will make it fair." Now, how do you level a playing field? He's talking about the manipulation of currencies. Now, we know that the IMF just made the yuan back in September an alternative to the U.S. dollar as a world currency. And we've known for some time that China was most likely the, example for the new world order. So what we're doing is we're watching the dollar be destroyed. Usually when you get involved in currency wars, you get involved in trade wars and tariff wars, you start a war, a real war, kind of like a hot war. So this is going to be very, very interesting how all of this plays out, and especially if things go bad in the Middle East, which it appears as though maybe underneath it all, do you think we're kind of prodding Iran to maybe get them to do something? Nobody likes Iran. Everybody wants them taken out. So, go ahead.
I was just going to mention and get your opinion on this, too. It appears that there is some prodding towards Iran. Where, in other words, it don't take much. Just Trump taking a stand against Iran, whether it's rhetoric, whether it's a sanction, whether it's a threat. He's putting some pretty good threats on them. And what's interesting is we're well aware of the Iranian and the North Korean parallel, and I'll use that term again, parallel nuclear programs. You know, these guys
yes.
have been cooperating a long time, doing what they're doing and gaining ground. And so, it looks very interesting that at the same time this pressure is being applied on Iran, we have North Korea becoming extremely unstable and provocative.
Well, that sounds almost like the Armageddon script, where we have trouble in North Korea, we have trouble in the China Sea area, we have trouble in Taiwan, we have skirmishes in the Middle East, and of course our military has been all but destroyed, and that would then bring us down to the point where we really wouldn't be effective anywhere, unless, of course, we introduce, how do we say, secret weaponry, like TR-3Bs, anti-gravity stuff, anti-gravity UFOs, stuff that they've been working on since the Third Reich, and stuff that even ex-CIA people said that Germany had at least three operational anti-gravity circular craft. That was in 1945 and 46. We imported all that stuff under Operation Paperclip. They've had over 50 years And remember, Stan Deo himself said that he was working on it with Dr. Ed Teller. We had, I can't think of his name right now, Bob Lazar, who broke the secrecy on Area 51 and UFO craft there. So it remains to be seen, I guess, what the outcome would be. But according to the Bible, the Daniel 8 war, we all but, you know, we really clip Iran's wings and their rhetoric. And Trump would be the guy to do it. I don't think it's very smart, like I said in the intro writing to this program. I said it's not smart to mock or threaten Trump, really, because it's like waving a red flag before a very angry bull. And he might just decide he's not going to take that anymore and do something. And he's the type that would do it.
Well, what's interesting, too, Stuart, is the fact that, you know, you mentioned the circular craft. And isn't it kind of odd that suddenly after Trump becomes the president, that he's inaugurated, that we begin to see circular craft, more than one, sitting outside JPL in the open? We begin to see in darkness at midnight circular craft on trucks being hauled through the country. You know, and this brings this to mind, Stuart. Are we about to use some weapons maybe against Iran and that region that we haven't previously used particularly? And I remember well the Byrd so-called investigation of Antarctica, and you remember how that they talked about circular craft using some type of lasers that really decimated the ships and the people. And, you know, by chance, you know, we've got reports a number of times about us having now sophisticated laser weapons plus particle beam weapons. And I even was in an interview on Augusto's show one day with an insider that declared that we had a type of a Star Wars Death Star particle beam weapons in space. So are we about to maybe begin to use some of that technology that maybe we've kept secret and hidden for quite some time?
Well, I think so, because we're headed for the New World Order. Everybody's taking a breather with Trump. I'm not so sure that we should be breathing so easily. We've got Trump in power. We don't really know who he is. Nobody's really extreme vetted Donald, so we really don't know exactly what's going on. But it does seem that, let's get into this Obama business. What in the world is he doing?
Well, the latest, Stuart, you know, we remember that he was working some deals right about the time of Trump's inauguration, and he left and he went to California, and then there were cries for him to come out of his silence back to Washington and begin to lead the what some people now, insiders, are calling a literal left-wing Democratic, and of course you call it communist, coup. A coup in progress against the Trump administration, and reportedly he is back in Washington, D.C., working in a bunker within 2 miles of the White House, and this is not secret information. I heard that today on Fox, and operating a lot of the protesters and leading the direction of this massive, what we would call, you know, communist coup. That's exactly what it is, what Dmitry Dudeman saw. Was the same scenario, basically. And, of course, we've got George Soros in the background funding all of this. George Soros funding a war on Israel, funding a war on England because of the Brexit, fighting anyone that wants to break up the EU, and also he's got a war against Trump in America. So, and, of course, Russia. He don't bother Russia much, but he did try to mess up their election. So he's there. But let me read you this headline. This is from Koenig International News a couple of days ago. It says, how Obama is scheming to sabotage Donald Trump's presidency. Barack Obama's army of protesters, with Obama in control less than 2 miles from the White House. It says Obama isn't staying behind in Washington, D.C. for nothing. He's behind the scenes setting up a shadow government. And from the information I heard on Fox today from some insiders, Obama is setting up a shadow government comprised of a lot of his radical cabinet. So this is a serious thing, Stuart.
Well, he also has a lot of a large army. You remember when he made the comment that we had to have a private army larger and bigger and more capable than our entire U.S. military? And it was for home use, basically homeland security type troops. So, and you may remember that outfits like the Department of Agriculture and all of those other various alphabet agencies were getting high-powered, like AK-47s, hollow-point bullets by the millions. What for? Was this, and this was all under Obama. So was he setting up a real army? And is he maybe going to have a coup attempt? A hot one?
That's a scenario that's worthy of attention because of the fact that there are reports coming out now of some of the locations of this munitions that were bought in that same type scenario you just mentioned is missing. They've been moved. And, of course, you know, one thing that occurred during Obama's 8 years, he lowered and diminished the U.S. military to pre-World War II levels. So if he formed an army, he wouldn't have to make a really big one to be above the U.S. Army. So, you know, and of course, we've got a lot of our military still overseas. And then a lot of it have gone into the Baltic states and Germany and it would be a great concern.
So we've got the far left, the so-called progressive, it's simply a polite term for communist Marxists and Fabian socialists, but that's what they call themselves, progressives. They're holding all these rallies everywhere across the nation. Here's a headline, Patriotic Pushback. Trump fans to hold Spirit of America rallies all across the nation. That sounds to me like a counter push. That sounds to me like that could break out into a real war. What do you think?
You know, I think we've been talking a development of a civil war. And remember the one in the original Civil War, what was that, Bunker Hill or whatever? It may not take a lot. It may not take a lot of confrontation.
Well, Dmitry Dudeman said it started in the middle of the nation somewhere. Didn't say how, didn't say why, just that's where the hot war actually began. Here's another one. Buchanan to Trump, defy ruling on executive orders. In other words, it doesn't matter what the court says. President cannot accept judicial power grab or rely on a cowardly Congress. Well, actually, it's right that in some ways that he should ignore them. I mean, obviously we know that the progressives have infiltrated a good share of the court system all the way to the Supreme Court. They've infiltrated just about every federal agency. They've infiltrated the schools. The National Teacher Association openly said that they were communists and pushing a communist agenda. That was years ago. So I'd hate to think how bad it is now. We're right on the precipice of something, so maybe a war would at least hold things back for a little while. I don't know. What do you think? That Daniel 8 war, I'm beginning to see that this could happen any time now. The rhetoric is building.
And at the same time, talking about the Middle East and the Daniel 8, the rhetoric that's been operating out of Israel and their news systems is the fact that Netanyahu, of course, will be here. He has Wednesday meetings, which is day after tomorrow. But tomorrow, he's supposed to arrive early. And he's already been to some locations in Europe, and the data that I've been reading about you know, basically what he's doing is he is developing a consistent front against, I guess you could say, the Iranians, basically. He's working up, if you want to put it this way, I suppose he's gathering forces to go against Iran. And, of course, we know that Netanyahu claims that the focus, you know, against Iran is crucial, and maybe mm-hmm. this is the time, and that would leave immediately. And I'm really going to watch some of the data and rhetoric that come out of his meetings in Washington with Trump and see where some of this is pointing. But even more so interesting is the fact that this Iran thing seems to be taking front stage, and even the Temple Mount and the embassy, U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, is taking a back seat at the moment to the rhetoric about Iran. So, you know, we may have to have a war or something occur to take the heat off in Washington, D.C. At the same time, and let me bring this up real quick, because they've confirmed a couple of more of Trump's cabinet, but Barry Rothman ran a Torah code yesterday, and it says, it's basically Tom Price is encoded as the repealer of Obamacare. Now, a lot of the left right now, a lot of their protests and basic troubles they're bringing to the nation are because of the move against Obamacare. Now, let me read these words real quick and get your comment. The Torah code matrix to that is Tom Price, repealer, health care, Obama, Paul, and Trump.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds exactly like they're going to repeal it. And, of course, if they just did a repeal, that would throw the medical establishment in total chaos. They'd have to be very, very careful, and I agree with Trump that, you know, you take a part, you remove it, you immediately replace it with something else, and you just go down through the lines. And all this rhetoric from the left that, oh, they're going to stop this and they're going to stop that, I think it's all fake news just to stir trouble up. They want trouble, and they want a chaos, because out of chaos comes the order, and that brings us to Trump again, and the possibility of, like we have said before, he may have to declare martial law. Might have to, just to get anything done.
Well, this is interesting too, Stuart. We'll insert it here real quickly. You know that they're basically, there's a push on to remove his national security advisor, Michael Flynn. That's been big
yes.
for 2 or 3 days now. And listen to this headline, Yahoo News, says spy agencies, U.S. spy agencies, now reportedly withholding intelligence from Trump's White House. Says, and ironically, and we know all know who Tom Clancy is, it says, this sounds like a spy novel, genre of a conspiracy theory, but said maybe Tom Clancy's spy novels were more than fiction. With future administration. So are they with? They must be withholding information now. So we've got a critical issue of national security operating within our government.
Well, we do know that from the Bible, Psalm 2, kings of the earth, rulers all get together. You go to Deuteronomy 28, you read about the international banking cartels and how they come in and take over. Then you go into Revelation, the last part of Revelation chapter 18, and you read about how the international corporations, so they're all in this together, and their main operations appear to be the intelligence agencies, like the Mossad, what do they call it, FSB now in Russia, and It's basically occultic. All you got to do is look at their symbology, and you can tell who actually running it above all mankind. But it just, you know, they're up to something. They're planning something. I just don't know what it is. I just have this feeling we're going to find out something we never believed possible when they finally pull the plug on it. But something's going on behind the scenes that we really don't know about. Yeah, anyway, before we get off, before we terminate, I only did this for 30 minutes. What's this deal with this dam out in California? I heard that Governor Brown said a million lives could be lost if they did not evacuate just about everybody.
Well,
and now
it's
nearly
becoming more.
Yeah,
it's becoming more serious. That it's that Oroville Dam in California, out I think north of San Francisco. It's beginning to crumble, is what they're saying, and there's more rain coming Thursday, and it can't take more rain, and water's coming out. And you said there's a new report also that they're worried about earthquake activity in that same region.
Yeah, it says the earthquake potential forming in California, new fulcrum point, in a silent zone at Oroville Dam. So maybe it's the heavy weight of the water. You know, I've often wondered when you have, like, the Mississippi flooding and you have a huge flood, people don't realize that a gallon of water weighs about 8 pounds.
Yeah.
When you're talking about millions and millions of gallons of water, that has quite a weight, and it can affect your instabilities down below along your fracture zones and whatnot to create large earthquakes. So maybe that's what they're talking about. I'm not sure. But here are some of the headlines. Northeast braces for second blast of snow and high winds. Blizzard conditions. Feet of snow to New England. La Nina out and El Nino may be coming in. Aftershocks. Rattle survivors after 6.7 Philippine quake. Nearly 100 bushfires rage in Australia. All hell broke out, homes and animals lost, never seen it this bad, dozens of homes damaged, heat wave leaves Australian state the hottest place on the planet. Well, I guess that's kind of what the bots said, speaking about the bots. So this is going to get worse, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that, we'll tell people to keep listening to the intelligence reports and information on this show. Hey, I got a quick read here, if you give me a second.
Yes.
I got a really interesting physical letter, a card, really beautiful card, from someone in Mooresville, Indiana. And let me read this. It's to us. It says, I love you and Stuart's information you bring to Night Shadows. Says, I look forward to your show more than any other because you give so much information in so little time, and you bring the Word of God into perspective. Love it, and it keeps me in check for Jesus. And I won't say who sent it, but I thank them for sending it. And so there are a lot of people out there that really, really enjoy the program and the news.
Yeah, and I would invite people, if you got questions out there, you want to ask questions, and maybe we can comment on it. Or if you got some specific area you'd like to have us cover, we can cover it. Enigma@trueinsight.com, E-N-I-G-M-A at true, T-R-U, drop the E, insight.com, and we'll attempt to answer all the questions. Larry, how do they get a hold of you before we close down?
Yeah, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Well, very good. And, folks, really, we need your help. We need your comments. We need to know that people really are listening out there. I don't think Larry or I really enjoy just talking to ourselves. So it is always good to hear from people to make so that we can improve the show, or any comments on what we could do to improve it. So, yeah, things are happening very, very fast. This is no time to relax. Keep your eye on Donald Trump. Keep your eye on the possibilities of martial law and a communist coup from Obama. Something's going on behind the scenes, and I think it's really dangerous. What say you, Larry, on the dangerous part?
Oh, absolutely. We're in a very dangerous time. I believe now that we're in a more dangerous time than actually before the election.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening, and we'll see you Wednesday. Good night.